Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I begin in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, God Almighty, the glorious and magnificent. And I send salutations on His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Peace and blessings be upon him. Welcome to this wonderful event. This is my second time here in AIC. We had a similar event in the same place last year, and that was also very nice. Alhamdulillah, well attended. And my thanks also to a lot of my friends here who are not from AIC, and thank you for taking the time to come and participate and be with us here, inshallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the ayat which we hear in practically every Friday sermon, every Jummah, in every masjid on the face of the planet, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu taqullaha haqqa tuqati wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. He said, which means, O you who believe, have concern for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, have taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as it is His right. Haqqa tuqati. Wala tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun, and do not die except in a state of complete submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, except in a state of Islam. Taqwa is the concern for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for His pleasure, to please Him in everything we say or do, as it is His right that He should be pleased. It is His right because everything we have, we owe to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To give you a quick, some thought share on this, what do we have? Think about this. If our hair were live tissue, if the hair had nerve endings, you would have to go under a general anesthesia every time you needed a haircut. So also the nails. This town, Springfield, has an area of 33 square miles. 1 square mile is 640 acres. 1 inch of rain or precipitation per acre weighs 113 tons. Springfield had rainfall of, last year Springfield had 50 inches of rainfall. If that rain came down as one mass, 50 inches of rainfall, if it came down as one mass, average height, cloud height is 15,000 feet, from 15,000 feet, that would be a mass, the weight of that would be 119,320,000 tons. If you get hit by 119,300,000 tons, there's only one result. Springfield would be one big lake of 33 square miles, and it would be along with the Connecticut River. There would be no Springfield. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends that 50 inches of rain in single drops and single flakes of snow. Right? So think about that. This is Allah. He sends down what He sends down, but the way He sends it down itself is mercy. Look at the people in our lives. Who are the people in our lives? We have two kinds of people in our lives. Those who teach us to be grateful and those who teach, who give us experience. Both are useful. Some people, you are with them and you are very grateful that you are blessed with them. With other people, you learn how to deal with people. Both are good things. I had a friend, and we were at a party in Hyderabad, where I come from in India, which has, according to me at least, the most fabulous cuisine of any place on the face of the earth. And we were at this party, we were having this dinner, so I picked up my plate and I said to her, isn't this food absolutely fantastic? She said, I don't know. I said, what do you mean you don't know? You're eating. She said, yeah. So how don't you know? She said, because to me, everything tastes like cardboard.
I said, why?
She said, because after my third child, I completely lost my taste buds. My taste buds don't function anymore. So when you eat the food today, think about that. She said, you can give me the hottest chili in the world, the hottest pepper in the world, I won't feel it. You can give me the most bitter thing in the world, I won't feel it. You can give me the sweetest thing in the world, I don't know it. My brother recited the ayat of Surah Ibrahim, لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. And Allah said in another place, وَإِنْ تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If you try to count the blessings of Allah, you will not be able to count them. Individual things, so-called small things. How many times when you have your first cup of coffee in the morning and you smell the aroma and you have that first sip of coffee, how many times do you think about taste buds and how many times do you think about the connection between smell and taste? You know, if the smell goes, your taste goes, right? Sometimes if your nose is very blocked and you can't smell anything, you can't taste anything. Right? One little, the ears, the fluid in the ear canals is what gives us balance. Right? One little change in that and you will not be able to stand upright. You will get terrible nausea and you will be completely dizzy and you will not be able to stand upright. How many times do we think about that? How many times do you think about your big toe? Because without your big toe, you wouldn't be able to walk. How many times do you think about the thumb, the opposing joint to the others, which gives you the power to hold? If you didn't have the thumb, you couldn't hold anything. Or at least not manipulate it and hold them in a way which is useful. How many times do you think about language? Think about what an amazing thing language is. Language is the ability that human beings have of taking abstract thoughts, converting them into specific sounds which have meaning, which somebody who understands that language, the minute they hear that sound, the picture pops in the mind. For example, if I say mother, mother, two sounds, a picture pops in your mind. I say the same thing, amma. I say the same thing, I say the same thing, walida. How many people who don't know Urdu, who don't know Arabic, who don't know Tamil, did that make any sense to you? But when I say mother, because you know English, are you thinking M-O-T-H-E-R or are you thinking the face of your mom? You know what I'm saying? Do we reflect on this? I mean, imagine the power of language that today in 2024, you can read a book called The Republic written by Plato 2000 plus years ago.
See, one of the most powerful, very simple but most powerful things to do is to write literally like two lines, account of your day every night. So keep a notepad. I think it's important to write physically with your hand. It's the connection between the brain and the hand. So you can write it. One way of writing is, what did I learn today? Ask yourself the question, what did I learn today? And write that down. Whatever. I learned to cook eggs in a particular way. Very fantastic. So today's learning. Right? It doesn't have to be some great spiritual thing you learned. No, anything. What did I learn today? So then you become, so every day, now, for example, if you say, what did I learn? Now your mind is blank. I can't write. I really don't know. What I think I learned nothing. It brings, even there, that's beneficial because it brings an awareness that today, whole day, 24 hours got trashed, right? I learned nothing. So now tomorrow, I'm going to live with that. No, no, no. I'm not going to allow another 24 hours to go trash like this. So I'm going to learn something. Similarly, you can say, what did I do for Allah today? Only to please Allah. Again, can be anything. Can be charity, can be being nice to somebody, can be prayer, can be salah, can be whatever, right? What did I do to please Allah today? So if I can't think of anything, then again, wake up call. All right, so one day passed. Now tomorrow, I'm not going to allow another day to pass without having done something for Allah, whatever. Smallest thing to the biggest thing. So when you do this, what did I learn? What did I do? What did I do for Allah today? What good thing I did? Whatever, you know. Meaning, you keep track of that. Metrics. The guy, the quality system called Six Sigma, and the guy who invented that, he used to work for Motorola. His name is Michael Harry. So Michael Harry said a wonderful thing. He said, if you want to see what people value, see what they measure. If you want to see what people value, see what they measure. And you know the most powerful place to understand that? I'm sure you must have heard this term, time is money. People say time is money. But imagine, if I lose $20, even though I can afford to lose, I will still feel that. My 20 bucks has gone somewhere. But 20 minutes I lose? I'm not even conscious of that. Sit on this phone, open TikTok, and 1 hour will pass like 2 seconds. Like 2 minutes, right? Totally. Tuck, 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 gone. Oh my God, 1 hour. Now think about that. What is the actual value of that 1 hour? The actual value of that 1 hour is, put yourself in that situation. You are dying, right? Last breaths. And at that time, say, Malakul Maut, the angel of death, comes to you and say, Michael, I will give you now, I will give you the time that you spend on TikTok. Right? So now, what's the value of that time of the period of time at that time of death? What's the value of that? Fantastic. Because if I get that time now, I can correct myself with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I can make istighfar, tawbah, I can repent, I can do salah or something, and then I'm dying in a state of salah in sujood, all this, right? But the angel of death says, I can give this to you, but not for free. So what will you pay me for that? What will you pay me?
Anything.
Anything, right? They take everything. Because all this stuff, in any case, I'm going to die, this will be left here. So take it. That doesn't happen. This will not happen. I'm only fantasizing. When the time for death comes, you go. But right now, we have that time. We have that choice. Do I want to spend time watching TikTok or do I want to spend time doing something useful, beneficial? That's the choice we have. Right? And that's the reason why, as I said, Michael Harry said, measure. If you want to see what people value, see what they measure. We measure money, we count money. We say time is money, but we don't count time. Time passes. And that's the reason why we waste. We don't waste. I mean, we waste money in a different way, in the sense of you use it for useless things, but nobody will just take out a wallet and throw away money like this. No, you won't do that. What will be time? Nothing, no tracker. Just comes and goes. And that's the reason why it's so important to keep this in mind. So, end of the day, write a notebook and say, today, my learnings. Now, make this into a habit. Believe me, it is the most powerful habit that you will ever have. You know, you'll remember this throughout your life. Write that down. And who knows? I mean, if you write enough stuff down and at some point in time when you have grandchildren, you make this into a book and give it to them. Say, this is what I learned in my life. Go read. Yeah, seriously. Imagine, I mean, can you imagine? That's such a powerful thing, right? Such a powerful thing. He said, here's my life. Read it. That's the power of language. And with that, I want to end, because it's now time to break the fast. And that is the sound of the Adhan, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name is being glorified. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. The same thing said in English, God is the greatest, which has the power. Thank you very much.